What's in your water? If you live in Hawaii, not fluoride, unless you live on a military base. And that's different than roughly 70% of the country. It's also a long-running story and the topic for today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Eleni Gill is on the line. And good morning, Eleni. And this is, as we say, aloha, a long-running dispute.
Yeah, it's really fascinating because fluoridation has become a common practice in the U.S. and many other countries, but Hawaii has resisted it for many years. But what was different and what caught our attention this year was a bill that was introduced to ban fluoride from ever being added to the public water supply in the future. That bill was introduced by Senator Mike Gabbard, and that was something that had not been discussed before. The bill did not advance, so it's dead for this legislative session, but it could come up again in the future. But anyhow, there is definitely a strong community that feels that fluoride is unsafe for public consumption. And the debate that has been ongoing is generally split between two camps. I would say on one hand, there are dentists and public health advocates on the pro-fluoride side that say its cavity-fighting power is a public benefit, and its water fluoridation has been endorsed by the Hawaii Dental Association, and it has the global backing of the scientific and medical community, including the World Health Organization, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC. And the CDC also has, they said in 2015 that they called it one of the greatest public health achievements of the country, in the country's history, because it is such a cost-effective and preventative health initiative that reduces tooth decay by about 25% in children and adults. But then on the other hand, you know, there are folks who believe putting anything in our water is just simply a really bad idea. There are fears about its toxicity and bad health outcomes. And there are a handful of longtime Hawaii lawmakers who who believe this as well.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned that CDC citing community water fluoridation as one of the greatest public health achievements. And you couple that with another fact that you have in your story of a 2015 Hawaii Department of Health study finding that Hawaii has the highest rate of tooth decay in the country among third graders. And that sort of pairing is an interesting match.
Yeah, and this is something that comes up in testimony a lot, too. But the reason why this is so heated in Hawaii is because we actually have some of the poorest oral health in the country. And that Hawaii Smiles report took a look at third graders because it's sort of metric that is used nationally, but they found that our third graders, about 70% of them had been affected by tooth decay, which could mean cavities, it could mean a lot of things, but 70%, and that was much higher than the national average. Anyhow, so one of the doctors, dentist Anthony Kim, who I spoke with, he has practiced throughout Oahu. He is also on the board of trustees for the Hawaii Dental Association. But he was saying that a lot of his dentist colleagues, they can actually see the difference in the tooth enamel. When they have a patient, they can tell immediately whether or not that patient grew up in Hawaii or not. And when he worked and contracted at the Schofield Barracks, he could tell which soldiers were probably from a place where they had fluoridated water. And when he went to screen some third graders for that Hawaii Smiles report at public schools throughout Oahu, the differences between the elementary school students' oral health was really staggering for him, just visually. But I guess back to the reason why this has come up so much is because the opposition usually stems from studies that link fluoride intake with things like lower IQs and other bad health outcomes. But federal health agencies and many academic and medical leaders have dismissed those arguments in those cases because those studies are looking at areas where they might have negative
outcomes from naturally
occurring fluoride in the water. And so there's some cases where you have to even filter out fluoride.
There's a there's a long history there, and it's interesting. You can find out more of that reading Eleni Gill's piece at civilbeat.org. Thanks, Eleni.
Thank you so much.